The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill Radio's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Tipperary. Something for everybody tonight with action on the flat and over hurdles. And joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well today, Mark. Thank you.
Good man. Good card in Tipperary this evening.
It is, yeah. It is. I'm quite excited about tonight's card. I was tossing the balls in the air, trying to work out what I'm going to nab, because I've got that many selections and I've got that many bets. I mean, I'd like Ballinrad the other night, for instance, I hardly touch the card really from a betting perspective, but yeah, I've got at least four that I'm mad keen on for betting.
Good.
So yeah, we'll have a good go tonight.
Good news. Andy's with a few strong opinions then, by the sounds of things, for this evening, so let's get stuck into the action and find out what Andy likes this evening. The first race to kick us off is the 5 o'clock, and we start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Maiden over 5 furlongs and an odds-on favourite in the shape of the Great War. Comes from Aidan O'Brien's stable, probably he's the first string with Joseph O'Brien on board. Cost $1 million at the Keeneland sales in September, this son of Warfronts. What do you make of him, Andy, on his debut? I mean, 4-7, is that skinny enough for an unraced horse?
Well, I mean, you never know, do you, with these 2-year-olds first time out. 4-7 could be the gift of all time, and it might be the worst bet you've ever had. He had a horse the other day called the Warrior, which looked as though he was going to come and win and provide Aidan O'Brien with his first two-year-old winner of the season, and he rather raced a little bit awkwardly and chucked his winning chance away. So, you know, horses have got to overcome greenness, so it's just not in my kind of style to back a 4-7 chance first time out, even though he's got very persuasive claims, in the sense that he comes from a yard that had the winner of this race last year, a good horse as well called Coach House, who was also backed very heavily to win this particular race last year. But yeah, I mean, there's one or two in this race that I think if the favourite comes unstuck could cause perhaps a little bit of a mini surprise. And I'm going to offer up a horse called Sawana Bell down the bottom, Johnny Murta's horse, a filly by acclamation, who comes out of what I think was quite a good maiden the other day at Navan. It was won by a horse called Stormfly from the Dermot Weld stable, who'd had the previous experience. But I thought Sawana Bell went quite well. Got outpaced as the tempo increased. I think the first three, actually, incidentally, are quite good horses, and they pull well clear. I think that race is definitely worth following. And Sawana Bell finished fourth without being unduly punished. I like the way she finished off a race. I think she'll come on for the run. Now, look, I'm not suggesting she's going to beat the favourite if the favourite is a very good horse. Obviously, it's a colt against the fillies. But with the experience she obtained on that occasion in a very fast time, then hopefully she could be good enough to finish in the first row. I just wish there was an extra runner here, because with eight runners, you'd suggest that each way at sort of 20-1 would be a very, very good price. But I'm going to put her up either without the favourite here, or you could back her each way at 20-1. I don't think she's a 20-1 shot.
Okay, Sawana Bell, and maybe a little bit overpriced in the 5 o'clock. The 5:35 is race two on the card, and this is another maiden. This one's over 5 furlongs, and at the top of the betting this morning is Champagne Our Water, who's 15-8. It's 2-1 for Kernoff, 6-1 for Wright First. Full Steam Ahead is 8s, 9s for Space Velocity, and 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. Champagne Our Water topping the betting just from Kernoff. It's priced up as a match between the two. Andy, do you have a strong opinion in this one?
I do, yeah. My nap runs here tonight, and that's Champagne or Water. Billy McCreary's filly has run really well in two decent maidens on the figures. First of all, behind John Ox's Harry's Princess on the all-weather. That was a good time. And then she went even quicker on her turf debut the other day at Cork in a race which was won by the heavily backed Al Kasser from the, again, Dermot Weld stable, which is carrying all before it at the moment. There was a short price favourite in that race called Tango Time, which had come out of a good race at the Curragh behind Ivy Gardens, which could only manage fourth. So I think this form is all right, you know. But the speed figure I got for that particular maiden was the fastest out of the four on the straight track that day. And that also included a Group 3 race. So I think we're dealing with a decent piece of form here, certainly above average for the time of year. I actually rated the winner as a 95-plus horse based on what happened in the other race over the six furlongs. So Champagne or Water probably ran in the mark of around about 85, which clearly gives it quite a bit in hand over this field here. Kernoff, the second favourite, has got a rating of 82, but those ratings have come courtesy of three runs on the all-weather, all over the short distance, five furlongs, six furlongs. I've actually put this horse down as a horse that definitely needs six furlongs. I actually think five furlongs is a little bit too short for it. And, of course, it's having its seasonal reappearance as well today off the layoff of 153 days, whereas my selection, Champagne or Water, obviously had that run just 5 days ago. So he's definitely got a fitness edge. Also, worth bearing in mind the draw here tonight at Tipperary. I'll get onto the draw later on in the other five furlong race when there's a big field. But usually the stand side when the ground is on the soft side is the place to be. Now, Champagne or Water, drawn 8 of 8, has got an opportunity to race towards the near side if Billy Lee decides to tack over. Hopefully, if he does that and he's in the best part of the track, he can make life really easy for us that fancy Champagne or Water. And that's why it receives the Nap vote in the 5:35.
Okay, Champagne or Water then, the Nap selection for Andy this evening. The 6.05 is the third race on the card, and this is a handicap of five furlongs, and seven of them in the lineup for this one. In fact, six of them, because Allegra Tack is a non-runner here. Tyler E. Wonder heading the betting this morning at 9-4. 7-2 for Strategic Heights. 4-1 for Queen Grace, and that's been nibbled a little bit from sixes. 9-2 for Majestic Timeline. Harry Trotter 13-2 and 8-1 for Sassaway. It's one of those races, Andy, where you couldn't really rule out any of them with 100% confidence. So what are your thoughts in the 6.05?
Yeah, not really a race I'm mad keen on here because there's so many imponderables. You'd like to think, if you're backing Tyler E. Wonder, that he'd be better for the run first time out at the Curran soft ground that was probably a little bit too easy for him. Also, that was over six furlongs, and dropping back to his favourite optimum trip of five furlongs would also suit as well. It's just that he could just be hassled for the lead here. He does like to make the run, and he's only got one speed, basically, Tyler E. Wonder. He's a bit of a jump-and-run merchant, and at least Allegra Tack's out of the ray. That's one of the front runners that could hassle him in the early stages. But he's got Strategic Heights, who regular podcasters on the all-weather knows is a very powerful front runner. He's also got Queen Grace in there as well. She likes to go from the gate. And also Sassaway has made the running before in the past. So life won't exactly be easy, and it could be an uncomfortable watch if you're backing Tyler E. Wonder here. I'd probably just about go with him, because he's topping with figures, and I thought that race of the day he ran in at the Curry of the Day was a very good race. It was won by Shukahan, who'd come off the back of a good run the time before at the same track. These races for me, these small field sort of five furlong sprint races, are not my bag, but hopefully Tyler E. Wonder, if he can get clear water, might just be good enough to last home.
Okay, could be a good day for Willie McCreary then, by the looks of things. The 6.35, sorry, is the fourth race on the card, and this is a 18-runner sprint handicap. It's over five furlongs, and as you'd expect, it's 6-1 the field this morning with times of Anatevka.
Yep, the
the 6-1 market leader. Chili Billy is 13-2. Jambat Sevens, 8s for High Empress. Regal Power is 11-1, and that's been supported from 14s this morning. There's also a bit of money for You Can Choose, who's 14-1 into 12s. 12-1 for Big Bad Lily. Local Flyer, 16s into 12s. Rangoon is 14-1 with Above the Law and Acting Talent and Ability and Delivery. And is Fader Lay and Nakara, Future Earner, they're all 14-1 as well, and 16-1 are bigger prices the rest. This is difficult to say the least, Andy, but what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, times in Anatevka favourite. I'm not so convinced about this filly. I think one or two times she's looked as though she's been very much happy to play the bridesmaid role. The one day when I tipped her on the podcast, she didn't go by Stable Companion Times, Majestic Timeline, and it looked as though for all the world she would win that race. So I'm just not totally convinced about her resolution. She's 0-7 for a reason. I think Chili Billy will run well. I think if you're backing that horse, you're in on an informed gelding that won a similar race to this the other day over six furlongs at Navan. Likes to be up with the speed, well drawn potentially in trap 11. I think the high draw will definitely dominate here, by the way. I think if you're on a low draw, you could be in trouble. Although the evidence early on in the night might suggest that the low numbers are favoured, but that's because they're in small fields, and you might find that jockeys will just race on that far side. But when there's a big field here at Tipperary and there's a bit of ease in the ground, it often does pay to be up the stand side rail. So I do think trap 11 for Chili Billy is favourable. Interesting runner here for me is Jembat. Now, He's yet to win over 5 furlongs, and most of his winning form's over 7, but he has run quite well over 5 before in the past. Indeed, at this track in 2012, he was 5th behind Queen Grace off a mark of 69. He races off 68 tonight. Now, he's got the favoured draw in trap 18 here. If Gary Cowell can just keep him up with the speed towards the standside rail, I think he'll be coming home stronger than most. So around about 7 or 8 to 1, he makes a bit of appeal. And the other horse to mention as well here, his beloved Tipperary, is You Can Choose, a horse that regular podcasters will know absolutely adores this venue. He's raced here 11 times, won 3, placed on another 3 occasions. A couple of times I tipped him here last year and agonisingly he went close, but he did get his head in front the once, and that was on a fast surface. He had a run the other day that would have blown away the cobwebs on soft ground, which he didn't like. He's finished 5th to Majestic Timeline from a bad draw here last year, and also 4th to Ansaija, Billy Slattery's good sprinter. So he has got some really good back class here, Who Can Choose, and he's ran about 14 to 1 this morning. He could have done with a slightly higher draw, but trap 8 isn't he's not totally dead in the water from there, so he could have a chance. So there's several here that you could sort of like muck around with at prices. Because they're slightly bigger than the ones at the front of the market, I'll go with Jem Bat, take a chance that he shows enough speed over 5 furlongs to be competitive, and at a much bigger price, You Can Choose.
Okay, Jem Bat and You Can Choose then. A couple against field in the 6.35. We're over hurdles from here on out. And the 7.05 is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And top of the betting this morning is Lord Adair, who's 6-4. He made an impressive debut at Limerick when winning a bumper over Christmas time. He was expected to follow up last time, Andy, but he didn't. He finished second on that occasion and made a bit of a mistake. Do you think that experience will see him go one better here?
He's got a chance, hasn't he? Obviously, he's very highly regarded, and he justified that belief in him first time out at Limerick. That was on heavy ground. He went back to the same track and just come unstuck on his first start over hurdles. Obviously, you know, he chucked his chance away. The form as it stands isn't anything to get too wildly, overboard about. It was a slow time. He was won by a horse called Tardu. Next time out, ran in a handicap, back at the same track on a quicker surface and ran badly. Tarasev, I think he finished second or third, if my mind serves me correct, at Fairy House in a maiden hurdle the other day. So it's just okay form. It doesn't entitle him for me to be 6-4 here, because there is one horse in this race I do think he's a massively, massively underrated and overpriced, and that's the second favourite, at Kalina House. Now, I think her maiden hurdle second behind a horse of Robert Tyner's called Whisper Rock is a much, much better race. I know it's mare's only form, but I do think that Robert Tyner horse is very useful, Whisper Rock. I think we're going to be hearing big things about her in the next year or two. She's a real big, strapping, scopy mare. Now, this Kalina House is the only one to offer any resistance to that horse late on. They've pulled well clear of a consistent mare of Jessica Harrington's called Painted Lady. And the speed figure that day was the best of the 4 hurdles on that card. So I think that's all right, that form. Previous point-to-point winner. Obviously, I have no problem with the brush hurdles here tonight, Tipperary. Probably could do with an extra furlong, an extra half mile if I'm being picky, because she is a 3 mile winner in a point-to-point heavy ground. But there's not that many you can fancy in this race, and she's definitely one of them. And at 5-1, it's just impossible to see this horse not finishing the frame. So Kalina House, one of the strongest bets on the card, each way, if you can get 5-1.
Okay, Kalina House each way then in the 7.05. The 7.35 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and overrated 80-102. Green Energy is the favourite this morning at 4-1. Drive Unlucky is 5-1. Knock and Arrigan is 14-1 into 8-1 at the time of recording. Marsham Tens with Gentle Cloud, Who's That is 12-1, as is Royal Chief, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So the money this morning, Andy, coming for Knock and Arrigan. Can you see why?
Yeah, I can actually. It's the ground. Obviously, it's dried out, and it's dried out into the favour of horses like Knock and Arrigan. He's been basically beating his head against the wall in novice chases on heavy ground throughout the middle of winter. Ground, obviously, which he doesn't like, so he now reverts back to hurdles off a fairly decent mark. Last time when he won, of course, he was with the Shark Hand, and that was at Market Raisin on a decent surface. Early on in the last year, so he's definitely one to consider. But I really like one in this race. I was toying with the idea of napping this. I'm going to make it my next best on the card. I was going to go for a bit of a punt, and the horse is called Marsham, number 17 on the race card. Now this horse really does like a flat track. He loves it here at Tipperary. He won a similar race to this very, very easily this time last year in May when he sauntered to the front and won with any amount in hand. He then ran in a much stronger race on his next start here at the track when he finished fifth behind Ted Dolly. Now, it was a bit of a mess, that race, because there was a horse that was lying prostrate on the ground turning into the home straight. And unfortunately, Marshian was one of the ones that went the wrong side of the horse, and he lost all his advantage, and he did well in the end to finish fifth. His only bad run here came at the track when it was heavy, and he absolutely hates and detests heavy ground. But his run the other day was quite astonishing. He ran in a race at Cork on Easter Monday, and the bad mistake he made down the last would have stopped a lesser horse. He literally went from mid-division to being tailed off last, and literally had no chance at halfway. But how he finished sixth, God only knows. It just shows you what kind of form this horse was in to manage to pull it out of the fire, to get within hailing distance of a decent field that went a good gallop. So I think this horse is in the form of his life at the moment. He goes back to Tipperary. He's got good ground, which he likes. They've booked David Russell for him. And at 10-1, he simply has to be back to each way. Marshim, a very, very strong vote in the 735.
Okay, Marshim then. Sounds like a confident selection for Andy in the 735. The 805 is the final race on the card. And we've seen money in the last race, knocking Aragon. And it's another Desi Hughes runner that's attracted the money in this race. Globalised, 9-2 into 7-1 clear favourite. Massini's Brook, 4-1, with Company coming also 4-1 and Springbell as well. Kilknocking Lady is 6-1, 10s for Are You Listening, 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Another market move for Globalised. Globalise this time, Andy. What do you make of the 805?
Yeah, I've backed Globalise. He was actually 5-1 this morning. I thought he was literally a bet for nothing. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this horse was chalked up at 5-1. He should be favourite, and quite rightly now he's made his way to the head of the market. Anyone who knows anything about form in Ireland would know that handicap hurdle at Cork the other day was a very good one of its kind. And Globalise was backed off the boards even though he's a pound out of the handicap. So connections obviously think he's potentially well treated. The fact they're coming back to the main hurdle suggested that they think they've got easy pickings here. It isn't much of a race, but it contained a lot of good informed three-mile stayers in that race, and he kept them really strongly and almost justified the gamble. Back in the field was a horse called Hazaraban, who went on the flat the other day and bolted up in a handicap which he was very well treated. So I think the form's okay, and I think this horse is going to improve a better ground. If you watch Globalise tonight, he's a big boat of a chasing type that really hasn't been handling the ground. How he's been getting himself through a heavy ground, God only knows, because I think he's going to be much better on a better surface. If you go back to his run early on in the season behind Don Polly and Kerry and Vic, well, that reads really well. Don Polly won at the festival, and Kerry and Vic never came off the bridle to win at Cork the other day. So he's been dining at the very top table in some decent maidens and handicaps, and I think he's got a massive chance here tonight with the ground drying out in his favour. The danger looks to be Company coming. I don't fancy Spring Bell. I don't think she's any good. But I do think Company Cummings got a bit of upside in his profile. He was fourth behind Desert Moor Stream the other day, and I napped that horse, and he finished second in a competitive hurdle at Fairy House. So if you wanted an alternative to my selection Globalise, it would be Company Cummings. I can only see the two in it, so pay your money, you take your chance.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a summary then, Andy, as always, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Tipperary one more time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Tipperary tonight. I've had several bets here. I've unleashed the holding millions, as they say. I've gone with Suwanna Bell in the first race, the 5 o'clock. You could back it either with or without the favourite. Champagne or Water, very, very fast speed figure the other day behind Akasaka, gets an up vote in the 5.35. I'll go with Tylee We Wonder as a token selection in the 6.05, but to be fair, that race isn't really much of a betting race for me. Then we get on to the interesting stuff. Jambat and You Can Choose, 1 and 2 on the card, at prices in the 6.35. Kalina House must be one of the best bets on the card each way at 5-1 if you can get that in that main hurdle. Marshim, again, another very strong vote after a Herculean effort the other day in a handicap hurdle when he almost fell. And in the final race, Globalised simply looks a bet for nothing for those each way maggots in the last.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections in Tipperary this evening, and enjoy the action.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.